Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
All right. So a little bit of local news. Well, it's not local. It's national. But it happened here locally in Keene, New Hampshire. Vice President Biden was in town.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
For some sort of a speechifying campaign event for Barack Obama. And, of course, when politicians come to town in Keene, New Hampshire, the activists come out. And it doesn't matter whether they're Republicans or Democrats. A number of folks were out today as of like 10:30 this morning, myself and Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, who doesn't come out to Keene very often. He came out for this. We were both out, as well as Daryl, who was on with you on Sunday nights, or on Sunday night, Mark. We were all out holding signs. Actually, Dave was, you know, doing his video thing, but Daryl and I had signs, and we were joined by some other folks a little while later. So we probably had about maybe about eight.
Were there any
activists.
Other like advocacy groups that would normally like follow campaigns and protest them? You know, like Greenpeace or Save the Whales type stuff.
I couldn't answer that question entirely because I'm banned from the school campus, so therefore I couldn't actually go on the campus where the event was happening. It was happening at Keene State College, and Daryl's also banned, so the two of us were unable to actually enter the area wherein some of those other people might have been, but there was no one on Main Street. It was just the Liberty activists that were out, you know, where most of the traffic was, where you could be seen. And Keene police were being ridiculous today. One of their officers, Jason Short, who I actually kind of like.
A good guy, right?
Yeah, I think he's one of my more favorite Keene police officers. He was officer in charge assigned to deal with the Free Staters today. And, of course, we weren't all Free Staters. There was one, you know, basically native and another person there who was from the Occupy movement that came out to join us as well. And so he came out. We were standing in the roundabout. And up here in New England, they have these roundabouts. We didn't really have them down in Florida. There was one in Sarasota, but that was pretty much it. And so we're in this roundabout in the center of it, which is, of course, a great place to be seen.
Right, because all the cars drive around you in a circle. Roundabout
exactly.
Sounds exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. And
traffic circle?
Traffic circle.
I'm just wondering, before we go on, and I hate to step down in the middle of this very important conversation, Ian, but are you talking about the Swift Circle or the circle on St. Armand's Quay?
St. Armand's. I don't know about the Swift one.
You don't know? You live like right next to it. You grew up there. You don't remember the one?
No, I don't remember anything like that.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe it's newer. I don't know.
It's not.
So anyway, so we're there, we're in the circle, we've got signs, we're waving, we're smiling, and Keene Police rolls up and says, you can't be here because it's not authorized for pedestrians.
What?
Like, what?
We're not... The sidewalk, like, all around the perimeter, right?
Right? The claim is that brick-looking sidewalk is actually a run-up for the 18-wheelers that are trying to go around the circle.
Well, that's weird. It must be for law enforcement vehicles, then, because I drove by that same circle at around 2:30 for lunch, on my way to lunch, and there were two state troopers... Oh, no, one state trooper and one county sheriff parked in the circle.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So at least we know what it's for now.
Right. One set of rules for them, another set of rules for us. So he tells us that we can go over on the median. So still in Main Street, but on the median just a few feet away. And so we go over there because he was going to arrest us for disorderly conduct if we didn't.
Catch all. You can believe that.
And because I asked him, you know, I said, so he tells us to leave. And I said, or else?
Yeah.
Just to kind of try to get him to, you know, issue a threat rather than just being Mr. Nice Guy and asking us to leave the area. He's like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, well, probably disorderly conduct. And he's like, yeah, we could do that.
We could do that. Or resisting arrest afterwards or whatever.
Some kind of arrest on some trumped up nonsense.
Right.
Charge for which you don't actually have.
I mean, at least it's all out there in the open, you know.
How about butt rape with a red hot poker? I mean, you just let me know which one's going on here.
Right. I mean, it's all right out. It's such BS that everybody knows it. Anyway, so he tells us to go over on the median, so that's where we go. And then 5 minutes later, he's back. And, of course, blocking traffic both times to talk to us, which, of course, is the reason why we weren't supposed to be there in the first place, because we would be allegedly somehow blocking, you know, the 18-wheelers that are going to run up on the roundabout. And so he tells us that he was mistaken. According to his bosses, we can't be in the median either. We need to now be over across the street.
His bosses? Did he clarify that? Was the guy the chief? Elkeen, or because I wondered about that. I've seen a lot of police presence on multiple agencies, but I assume that like Secret Service or the feds give some sort of debriefing to these people. Like, and again, I'm assuming, but along my route to lunch, I noticed all these cop cars like on the side of the road everywhere. So I can only assume that that's the path the vice president would take at some point,
right?
And they're going to keep it clear. So I can only imagine the debriefing these guys are given, like, hey, today not only are you on our tab and guys are getting paid double or triple time
right.
to protect this important guy, but report anything that's suspicious or, you know, do this and deal with these people in this way. So, like, they're really souped up, you know, like, Short has to come back and, like, he's probably going to be a good guy, so just go over there, but then the other guys are like, no, 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 get him as far away from here as possible.
Because I've never been thrown off the median before.
Exactly.
I've been in the median, like, on just as of tax day. I was out, there was a tax day protest out in front of the post office in Keenan. There's a median out there, and I wanted to get in the median rather than being over by the post office, so both sides I could kind of turn around and be seen by both sides of the traffic easier. I had cops passing me by on that day, and nobody said boo to me about it then. But, you know, I'm really not interested in getting
the
arrested.
Vice president's in town. Let's be serious. You know, they're gonna take this stuff. They're not going to let any guff go by.
But it always feels like the, you know, the most petty sort of thing, because
they don't have anything else to do.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sorry. They're not important people doing important things. What do you expect them to do?
So
they're not going to be out investigating a burglary on the day that that Joe Biden's in town. They've got to protect the VIP.
Right. It would have been a great day to rob a bank, because every cop in Keene and every state trooper in probably the entire western half of New Hampshire was in Keene today, and specifically when the motorcade came in, which was approximately about 17 vehicles, most of them cops, just cop car after cop car. I mean, state police after state police after state police, and then, you know, some black limo type things and
a couple of them, right?
Yeah. And so this was all happening while we were out on Main Street, and so, you know, we moved across from the median, went over to where they wanted, you know, where they said we could be, which was on the side of the road at that point, stayed there for a couple hours, and a number of people had gone into the campus. So it was just Daryl and I, because, again, we were banned from the campus, but a number of people had gone onto the campus, and there was some shenanigans that went down there, and apparently there's video footage of a lot of this. Graham from coplock.org was confused for me, because we both had the V for Vendetta mask on today. So, yeah. Yeah, they're like, are you Ian? Like, when he's on campus, because I'm banned from campus, they thought that he was me, and they were trying to determine whether or not he was me so they could potentially arrest me.
Was it Keene police or just
apparently it was Keene police.
Campus security.
Okay. Wow, who have actually arrested him a few days ago.
Graham.
Yeah. So they should get their people straight.
You kids just sure do get around.
But to the Jason Short thing on how he comes back and say, oh, I was misspoken, like, we were taught in public schools, government schools, that, like, that video they used to play on Saturday mornings, like, hi, I'm a Bill, and I first need to get endorsed, and then I need to go to this place.
What was that
and
called? Schoolhouse Rock?
I'm just a Bill. Yeah, the Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah, I'm just a Bill or whatever. And so that process must have all happened by the time Short, from when he booted you from the median or from the roundabout to the thing, because, you know, every cop that says, I'm just enforcing the law, is full of it, because the law is whatever they say they want. You know, our friend Derek, who's in jail now, you know, when he was given a no trespass order that a judge said was from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. or something like that, maybe the other way around. But when the Keene police officer wrote it, he said, oh, I made it all day, so it's all day now.
You know,
he's on, we catch him on video with the audio saying that. Like, it's all day now. I made the law. I made the rules. Ha, ha, ha.
Right there on the spot. They can absolutely just make it up. So I can tell you more about what happened. We've actually got something that's way more important. Garrett Ian is with us from freeconquer.org, live from Chicago at the NATO protest. Garrett, are you there?
I am here. How's it going, guys?
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. You've been there on the ground at the NATO protest for the last couple of days, and we haven't really even talked about it. Mark, I don't know if you discussed it Sunday night, but we didn't talk about it last night.
Not much.
So I wanted Garrett to call in as somebody who's been in the thick of things down there. And Garrett, can you stick with us and give us some details here in a few moments?
Definitely.
All right, more with Garrett Ian from freeconquer.org. He is there in Chicago, and it's been pretty crazy from what I understand. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1582.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1622.72, $811.36 for a half ounce, or $405.68 for a quarter ounce. That's $1622.72, $811.36, and $405.68.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you. Again, freetalklive.com features including news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Head on over to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. Again, email, Facebook, Twitter, news.freetalklive.com.
We're talking here about, people, law enforcement officers hassling people. And, you know, when it comes to potential law enforcement harassment, one of the most important places to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's easy to use. It has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It has a built-in microphone. That way, anything that's said is going to be recorded. GPS navigation. It says it records your driving route and speed. So if there's some kind of accident situation, you've got the best witness. And that witness is on your side. You've got the memory chip right there. You pull it out, you've got it in your hand. So you can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. I've got one in my vehicle. Ian, you've got one for whatever you can get your card on the
road. As soon as I get another car back on the road, yes, I will.
Freedomcam.net.
I think it's a great tool. And, in fact, I was just looking during the break at some video from some journalists, the independent journalists that were in at the NATO protests in Chicago, were pulled over. Some guys from wearechange.org. Pulled over by a dozen cop cars, surrounded, held at gunpoint, told to come out of the cars with their hands raised. And they did have one of them, at least one, maybe more than one, had a cell phone that was streaming live at the time. So that's always a good thing.
It's a great tool.
It really is important.
Got to have that.
You've got to have your cell phone. That's important.
But cell phone is so obvious. It's sticking right out there in your face. The Freedom Cam, it looks like a, you know, any kind of fuzzbuster or whatever kind
or
of
whatever might be on your windshield. Sure. So I think that the 1-2 combination is really useful.
Absolutely.
Because had they had the Freedom Cam in this particular case, they would have been rolling before the pullover. Like, the Freedom Cam's always going. So you don't. It's not like, oh, crap, you know, the cops are behind us. Get in the phone. Go to, you know, quick.com or go to Bambuser. You know, get on there. Hit the record button. It takes a few steps to get to your cell phone.
A few steps that might be interpreted by a trigger-happy cop as you pulling a gun.
Well, yeah, and especially in this scenario in Chicago, because that's what us is all about. You know, cops, you know, I've said this over and over over G20 and NATO things, but if everyone just ignore these guys and watch all these, you know, police stated up, you know, batons, mace, straps, and let them stand in the street and look like goons, you know, because that's what they are. But instead, they take this opportunity, be all jacked up, run around, snatch people off the streets, raid homes, you know. I'm sure Ian will talk about it, or you guys might have...
Garrett.
Garrett, sorry.
Garrett's here.
Yeah, he'd talk about it, but the three guys arrested last week, you know, at least we could thank the Keene police for how they treated you. At least they didn't try to frame anybody for a setup on the vice president like these guys in Chicago.
No doubt. Well, let's talk more about what's been going on, but first get a report from somebody who's on the ground, Garrett Ian from freeconquered.org. Garrett, you've been there for a couple days. When did you arrive in Chicago?
I arrived with a group of people from mostly Occupy New Hampshire and Occupy Boston on Friday morning, and immediate presence was felt by the federal authorities once we landed. In fact, when we were getting our subway tickets out of the airport, a Homeland Security guy with a cup of coffee came over, and he was very nice and asked if we needed direction and led us to where we were going.
Where were you going?
Well, the group had a church that they were able to stay in.
Okay.
I knew somebody was getting a hotel in the area that I was able to use to offload a lot of the video I was getting during the day and recharge all my batteries. So anybody that was in the certain area that the NATO protest was actually going down was subject to pretty much search. The subway lines that ran through there had TSA-level security, which I actually never took, so I didn't get to experience that I didn't want to experience. But mostly we were staying, and most of the protests were going on a few blocks north of where the actual NATO summit was. And anywhere that you went in Chicago, and it was very expansive, police presence was heavily felt. If you were downtown, there was probably 6 or 7 officers on any end of the corner. And if you were far outside of town, you were still seeing a police officer on just about any corner or somewhere around you.
Wow, it sounds like the police presence in Keene today was light in comparison to that. That's really that does sound intense. So, were you around with any of these protests going down that people have been hearing about online?
From what I understand, the most brutal crackdown that occurred over the weekend was on Sunday when the Black Bloc tried to march towards the NATO protests. Sunday was the day that there was actually a permit given to actually march through the area that the NATO summit was going on. I believe we actually passed it on the march, and the march was led by Iraq Veterans Against the War and some Afghan war veterans who discarded their medals at a ceremony on Sunday. And the way the permit was organized by the city was that once that event had ended, everyone was to be led west away from where the summit was, and there were people who had decided in advance that they were going to, at that time, advance through the lines and towards the NATO summit. So I decided at that point I had only one battery left for my camera. I didn't really want to get in the thick of things when it seemed that things were definitely going to be going down. So me and some other people held up in a park, which was surrounded by, I'd say, about 200 officers in full riot gear that just stayed outside of this park and let people stay in there without any hassle. We could hear in the distance the LRADs that were calling out to people, giving out some sort of generic message that they had to disperse to the west.
What's an LRAD?
The LRAD, the long-range acoustic device, which is one of the many new military toys that they've brought out for the NATO summit.
Yeah, I hear there's drones flying over. Have you seen any?
There was helicopters flying overhead at any given time. The most I counted at once was four. There was usually at least one or two visible downtown. And any time you needed to know where most of the action was, you just needed to look up and see where the hovering helicopters were.
What? It's funny. On the ground intel. What, these LRADs, what were they mounted on?
Well, after the ceremony was over, before the Black Bloc March attempted to get to the NATO summit, I saw the LRAD go by in the direction that that was going on, and they had it on top of a van. But a friend of mine who was also filming there and gave me some of his footage got a video from a different area in which they had the LRAD mounted on top of a Bearcat.
Of course.
This chain-link fence.
Yeah, I've seen on Bearcats in Pittsburgh, they had them on, like, SWAT vans, like the, you know, where the team bails out the back.
Now, I thought the LRAD was something with, like, a really high-pitched tone of some sort that they're shooting out at people. You're saying they're just using it to announce things in verbally?
They can use it for both. It's also a very, very effective long-range communications device. They could project sound clear across a field.
Gotcha.
Here.
Wow. So creepy. I mean, the whole situation. What's the feeling like down there? Is there a lot of excitement? Is there a lot of fear? I mean, what's it like?
Chicago was, for the most part, a ghost town as far as locals just walking around went.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw people, it was usually if they were up in a balcony taking video, and it seemed very uncomfortable for them. I talked to some people on the subways mostly, and they said they were avoiding the downtown area for the weekend if they didn't have business there.
I'll bet.
Is this over now? I mean, how long does this NATO thing go for?
Yes, Monday was the last day. It was technically the NATO summit was Sunday and Monday, but I believe there were still a lot of diplomats in town all over the weekend.
Gary, do you have more that you want to tell us? If so, you're welcome to stick with us.
Okay.
All right, hang on. More with Garrett Ian from FreeConquered.org there in Chicago for the aftermath of the NATO summit. Free Talk Live.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings, but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us over on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where you can go. You can create the content there, submit whatever you want, and then other listeners can vote on it. The most voted up, make it to the front page, the top of the site. Drop on over to FreeTalkLive.com. Get interactive. We've been talking with Garrett Ian. He is one of the bloggers over at freekeen.com, but he's originally over at freeconquered.org. That's where he posts his stuff first. And we're fortunate enough at freekeen.com that he also posts his stuff over at freekeen, which he does some really great work. He's based out of Concord, so he's a really busy activist. There's always something to cover going on in Concord. Of course, all of us are here. The three of us in the studio, Garrett's a New Hampshire native, but the three of us in the studio are here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. We're here to get together with other like-minded liberty activists to get active together and to achieve liberty in our lifetime, hopefully. At least that's the intention. We've got over 1,000 people that are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and over 12,000 people have pledged at this point to make the move to New Hampshire. And Garrett, as a New Hampshire native who's lived, I believe, in Concord your whole life, what was it like when you found out that the Free State Project had chosen New Hampshire as its destination?
I believe I became aware of the Free State Project about 2 years after people had already begun moving here. So it was something I slowly became aware of as I was becoming aware of the ideas of liberty in general.
What was it that alerted you to the existence of the Free State Project? Was there one thing in particular that caught your eye?
I'd say it was through contacts with friends who were in other political organizations who were FSP movers or friends of FSP movers, and just getting to know people and interact with people who had more ideas than were necessarily shared in government schools or that one had heard before. That's how I became very much awakened to it.
You actually ended up going down to Florida for a few years and going to school in Sarasota, which is where Mark and
really?
I are from. Yeah, he went to New College. And,
well, I went to USF, but I spent a lot of time at New College.
I see.
Gotcha. And so, you know, you're kind
of... Well, good. That says something about your hygiene that you weren't actually a New College student.
So, but now you're back in New Hampshire, and you started up freeconquered.org a couple years back, and you decided to head out to Concord, or excuse me, to Chicago for this NATO thing. Now, what inspired the trip in the first place? Because I don't know, I don't want to get anywhere near all those cops. That sounds like a really dangerous situation.
Well, my biggest inspiration was the fact that a free ride was being offered by a nurses' union out in Chicago. Pretty much anybody who wanted to come out, it was, even though they had their own rally, and it was originally going to be a march, and they had their permit yanked by the city, they had a rally in which they called for the taxes be raised on the rich in order to, you know, end, you know, if there was a big tax on the rich, it would end all of the failures of the U.S. economy. And so that was a specific event that was on Friday, but the buses that they brought people out on were made so that they'd arrive Thursday night and that people wouldn't be leaving until Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So it was for the whole NATO summit that you were able to go if you were able to get on this bus. Our bus broke down, and they didn't get us a bus in time to get there, so they ended up flying us out the next day. So
Oh, wow. We
ended up getting free plane tickets out there with about 28 other activists.
Wow. So is that why you're still out? Are you still in Chicago right now?
No, I safely arrived back in the Shire last evening.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was quick.
Glad you're back.
Glad we had somebody on the ground.
glad you didn't get arrested.
Make helicopter noises like this.
I didn't realize, Mark. I didn't realize it was over already. I had no idea how long this thing was going. So I'm glad you didn't get arrested throughout that. Was there anything else that you wanted to highlight from your weekend in Chicago and the you know, the police state that was there?
Well, from what I understand, it must have been the most militarized the United States city has ever been. Just from what I could see and from my understanding of other events. Because usually, like, at different conventions, yeah, there'll be a very, very high presence of police at, like, the Republican and Democratic conventions. But this was citywide. It seemed like there was a full occupation.
Wow.
Have you ever been to Chicago before?
Nope. Never before. So this is my first time there.
Because when I was in Chicago, I've been in and out of there, so I came from Wisconsin, just north. So, like, Union Station, O'Hare, like, they're always, like, major police states. Like, I remember sitting in Union Station with, like, five cops to my right and, like, two dogs, and they're both, like, mad at each other, and, like, the cops are just standing there, like, they don't even care that these dogs are, like, barking at each other, and they're just sitting there, and I was freaking out, kind of, because I'm about to get on a train. And
yeah, but it sounds like he's saying they were everywhere across the whole city.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's, I guarantee it was an increased presence, but Chicago was already a pretty bad police state. I mean, I would consider them in the top five worst police, most corrupt, violent police departments in the country. So they're pretty bad already.
It's very difficult to record there. It's a felony to record someone unless they give you explicit, a cop specifically, unless they give you explicit permission.
See, that's what I was worried about. Now, I've seen some
relaxed this week.
Wasn't there something recently, though, Mark, about an overturning of that?
Michael Allison is the case that was facing 75 years for that, and two judges have ruled that it's unconstitutional, but the law still hasn't been changed. They can still charge people with it. And they probably have every full intention of doing it. I had wondered about that, if this would be the last, you know, hoorah for the eavesdropping or something like that. They don't call it wiretapping anymore.
Oh, really?
They call it like the eavesdropping or something like that. And it comes with a much stiffer penalty. And I wondered how many. I haven't heard. I don't have my ear on the internet.
You're facing three felony charges for wiretapping here in New Hampshire, but Illinois is worse.
That Michael Allison, I think it's like seven counts, and it was like 75 years that he was facing for that, and that was on over months. The police kept coming to his house. He kept recording them, and they finally figured out that he always had a recorder in his pocket. So after they'd arrest him for, you know, whatever, they were harassing him, basically. But once they'd come to his house, arrest him, they would just tack that on as well because they knew he always had this recorder in his jacket. So a lot of his charges, like, you know, the fourth, fifth, sixth, would definitely be thrown out anyways because the cops already knew that he was recording every other time they had arrested him. So
now, Garrett, you went out there with a bunch of occupiers, and I think it was you and Bill Kostrick. Did he also accompany?
Yeah, he came out in a car with someone else, but we did meet up while he was out there.
So there were at least a few liberty-oriented people who made the trip out there. Was there any good opportunities for outreach at all, or were you pretty much just there to document what you were seeing?
I was there primarily to document. Did have a lot of great conversations with people from all over the country. So I would say that there was, in a sense, like when we're talking about recording, it's almost like civil disobedience if you know that you might be able to be arrested for something, even if it is technically, you know, constitutional. Another form of civil disobedience I saw over the march was there were some people openly smoking marijuana as we were walking around.
Oh, excellent.
The march. And police weren't intervening as far as, like, breaking up the crowds to jump in and grab them in those instances. So in the sense that it became such, like, a police state, was very much like the we're afraid of terrorism state. It was like the police are all over and you don't touch them, they don't touch you, and you just like, keep back. You know, if you're recording, they weren't really acknowledging it.
Yeah, there was this video that I was talking about earlier with the guys from WeAreChange.org. They are clearly recording in this particular video, and the police didn't really seem to be too concerned about that in that moment, especially considering we're talking about Illinois with the insanity of the laws there. So, or maybe they didn't realize it, but it certainly, you know, they had their cell phones. It wasn't too unclear that they could have been recording those cops. So I guess despite the police state, they weren't focusing on the little stuff, I suppose, and yes, so it could have been worse. Right. But
now, unfortunately, I think the worst instances of brutality I'm aware of that weekend, and I saw neither of them, were there was a van that drove through a crowd on Saturday night. There's some video of that that's been all over the internet. And somebody
was it a police van or just some guy driving down the street?
Yes, a police van driving through a small crowd of people.
Wow.
And then on Sunday, of course, the crackdown on the Black Bloc March. I understand there may have been some people among the crowd that there have only been reports of people throwing plastic bottles. I've heard nothing about people throwing rocks or glass bottles, and usually you'd expect that there would even just be an agent provocateur in the crowd that would do that. But I still heard nothing about that. But they were definitely the police. Two of the people that I came with had extensive injuries on them. One of the persons had a lot of baton bruises on his chest. Another person that I came out on the trip with us, who had taken a bus, got 10 stitches in his head from a baton strike right to the top of his head.
Garrett, thanks for calling in and taking your time tonight to talk to us here at Free Talk Live. And, of course, folks can go and see some photos that you took from the event. I imagine you've got some video you're probably working on that will be up at some point.
Those and videos to come at Free Concord and Free King.
Perfect. FreeConcord.org. Garrett, Ian, thanks for the time tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo's here, courtesy of copblock.org. And was on the streets with Graham Freeman, also involved with copblock.org today. He had, of course, he had his copblock shirt on as we were out and about. And we were sitting in one of the local, Chinese food places. I was having lunch, and one of the guys who I think works there was just over on his phone, and he turns to Graham, and he says, "Is this your website?" And he had pulled up copblock.org on his phone, and it was just like kind of a cool moment. People love Copblock.
Yeah, man, it's a catchy name, and, you know, Pete Air and my fellow, I don't know, partner in crime for many a year here has taken over the lead there, and there are a lot of great folks still doing things. And
I've heard they're talking about starting a cop block in Keene.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm like, wait, it hasn't happened yet? What?
It's pretty much like cop block headquarters, I guess. Right. There's probably more cop blockers here than in any one city
anywhere
else.
You can walk down Main Street, and there's a good chance you're going to see someone with a cop block shirt on. They're actually being sold in one of the local downtown shops.
It's funny.
So anyway, copblock.org, drop by there, learn about police accountability, holding these cops accountable with video cameras, seeing examples of how to do it, and then also learn how to start your own cop block chapter.
There's a Be Active page, a How to Get Support, social networks, forums, a multitude of ways for you to educate yourself, network with others, and learn and spread the ideas of accountability.
You don't have to be in Chicago during some crazy police state NATO situation to be an effective cop blocker. It can be simply a matter of just being there for the people in your community when the police show up.
And it's only really about, it's accountability. The intention is to prevent abuses where abuses might occur and keep police accountable for their actions.
You know what? This kind of brings me to a question. Before there was Cop Block, there was Cop Watch. And before you guys created Cop Block, we had Cop Watch in Keene. And what's the difference?
Well, to me, when I, in between Motorhome Diaries and LOT, or Cop Block, actually, I had gone back to Wisconsin and wanted to do some sort of police, website, something like that. And so I decided to do I was going to blog about my own experience being a victim of the war on drugs, constantly harassed and intimidated by police. And then, found content and, with the interwebs kind of grew. So I was looking to make something. But for Cop Watch, when I looked into that avenue to become one of them, they don't want you talking to the police. They only want to observe. So you kind of want help from their network. You must do as they say. And if I would go out there and say, "Hey, officer, that man is, peaceful and is hurting nobody but maybe himself, and I think he has the freedom to do that if he wants,"
right,
I wouldn't be able to do that. So
I guess we were actually cop blocking then when we were doing what we thought was cop watching, because I don't think we realized there was that provision on it.
Yeah, so cop blocking just to me is like, they had a little more top down.
And you guys are very decentralized.
Completely decentralized. There are more people who are active or who could have further reach. P and I built a pretty good network by traveling the country, so we might have a few more ways to get some things done or be glue to help, network other folks. But anybody can do anything. There's probably 30-some chapters or groups, whatever they want to be called. Some of those have their own websites. Some are just a social network presence. So,
and, you know, when you're starting with cop blocking, it's being maybe more of an observer is an easier way to get your feet wet, for instance.
Sure.
You know, simple way to do it would be when we were out and about today doing our protests out on Main Street in Keene, there were a couple of instances where the police pulled somebody over within our purview where we could easily walk over and involve ourselves in that situation. And that's always something where I've done that enough times to know that sometimes actually recording will make someone uncomfortable. So I just like to go in, and as soon as the cop leaves the window, because, you know, the cop gets your license registration, they always go back and sit in their car for 20 minutes while they do whatever it is they do.
Right.
And so that's when I walk right up to the person's car window, and I, you know, hey, you want us to keep an eye on this here? And just kind of, you know, let them know that we care.
That's always a great idea, because, you know, we are about the individual's, you know, privacy. You know, some people might not want to be filmed, and if they don't want to be filmed and they think they're safe and fine in the scenario, then so be it. I would always want to be filmed, though.
Me too. Most people, though, they don't want it. They really don't. And if that's what they don't want, I'm not going to force it on them. I'm not going to push them.
That's
that.
But, you know, you can go to coplock.org, get some business cards, the PDF, or buy them yourself, and it's always a good time, too. I've seen, you know, we've both done it, but you say, hey, do you want to be filmed? No, I don't. Well, here, check this out anyways.
That's what I didn't have with me, right. So I should, carry this around.
Coplock.org. There's PDFs, or there's things to buy there in the store. So
perfect. Copblock.org. As we continue here, Tom is listening in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Adamo, and Mark.
Yeah, you know about the Oath Keepers who say that, you know, the federal government told them to make an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and that rules out the federal government request or instruction to fight that unconstitutional war or enforce that unconstitutional statute.
Okay. That's the idea.
Okay. Now, expanding on that point, you get all these Ron Paul revolutionaries going to the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida, where the agenda has been set by the Republican Party. Okay, they get there. There's a call to order, the opening prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and all that stuff. Guess what? The Republican Party just told them to pledge allegiance to the Republic. And that rules out any duty to vote for Mitt Romney. If they were bound delegates and they're really Ron Paul supporters. Hey, order, Mr. Chairman, doing that on live camera during the Republican National Convention would be one thing. The Republican Party big shots, if they're listening to Free Talk Live, they decide, oh, we better drop the Pledge of Allegiance from the agenda. That'll go over real well with a lot of those Republicans who are Marine Corps veterans with Semper Fidelis and all of that stuff. So,
yeah, I see where you're coming from. I think regardless of whether or not they say the Pledge of Allegiance, you're probably going to see some Ron Paul delegates vote for Ron Paul, even if they've been bound to Mitt Romney, simply because it's the right thing for them to do.
There's allegiance to the Republic means they're going to vote for Ron Paul, not for Mitt Romney. See?
Well, they can make whatever excuse up in their mind that makes them feel better about doing it. I support them going ahead and unbinding themselves and voting for their conscience.
I think what Tom says would be fun if somebody just said, excuse me, point of order, at this point, nobody's bound because we had to make an oath.
Bringing it up?
Yeah, but speaking it out loud and saying, hey, look, you know, you guys say that I'm supposed to vote for whoever it is that won, but what if I think that they're the wrong candidate? I mean,
to the Republic means they can't vote for Mitt Romney because that would be disloyal to the Republic. That would be similar to treason against the Republic to vote for Mitt Romney.
Tom, so thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I think the only allegiance those guys have is probably to like whoever's filling their pockets for the next campaign run or who is securing their career in that seat at the moment.
You mean the politicians?
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about the delegates, right, at these conventions?
Right.
So these are probably not politicians. They're these Ron Paul supporters who have managed to get themselves selected as these delegates. And the big question mark about this upcoming Republican convention is whether or not these people who have been talked about this whole time as being bound to some other candidate, despite supporting Ron Paul, they've been bound by the rules of the Republican committees or conventions to vote for Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or one of these other guys in the first round of voting. There's some question marks. There was some legal paper put out by the lawyer chair for the Republican National Committee back in 2008, she said they're not bound at all. That, like, you know, they're just, it just says they're bound, but they're actually not bound, so they can vote however they want. But either way, whether they are bound or not bound, it's, I, from what I understand, they can't, you can't tell who's voting for what, so they could still vote for whoever they wanted to. So the question is, how many of the Ron Paul supporters who've been told they're bound for these other candidates are just going to basically be like, well, screw that, and they're going to vote for Ron Paul anyway.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens, right?
We will see what happens. I mean, they've been treated like dirt at these Republican conventions. I mean, shut out, literally shut out of, locked out of some of these conventions, you know, microphones turned off. One convention, they brought up a room divider and, like, divided off all the Ron Paul
you
people.
You guys go right here.
I mean, they've shut down the convention without doing the nomination process. They've done all kinds of things in order to, you know, make, to make this not happen. It's crazy.
Right.
But I think that the, you know, the Ron Paul revolution has been really great in spreading the ideas of liberty and getting a lot of people active in their, the you know, a lot of people who are into the ideas of liberty active in their local level as far as politics goes. And I think that it could really change things. I don't know whether it'll be better or worse, but it seems like things are definitely changing.
So there's more to come here tonight.
In worst case scenario, Mitt Romney doesn't get elected, right? I mean, God, who cares?
I wish nobody would get elected. That'd be a real win.
Sure. None of the above would be fine with me, but it's not a choice.
So we've got more to come here on a couple more news items that are worth talking about out of the NATO protest, specifically an update on the three people who've allegedly were building or storing Molotov cocktails. They've been charged with federal terrorism charges. But what's the real story? I mean, we didn't know much a few days ago when this story broke, except what the police were telling us. Now the other side is coming out, and as some had speculated, and it's usually a reasonable speculation, looks like they were set up by some sort of federal agent or federal informant, someone working with the feds. So we'll give you more information. Adamo, you've got some details on that. Plus, there's news over at FreeKeen.com, which we posted from Democracy Now! The National Lawyers Guild is speaking out about this. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.